From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. to investigate Afghan hospital bombing. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is promising a full and transparent investigation of the U.S. airstrike at a hospital in northern Afghanistan that left at least 22 people dead on Saturday. The bombing triggered a firestorm of criticism from aid groups, including the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders, which operated the medical facility in Kunduz. Secretary Carter says he's ordered U.S. forces to provide any medical aid needed in the area. Doctors Without Borders demanded an independent international probe. Afghan authorities say 10 to 15 Taliban fighters are hiding in the hospital and on its grounds. Russian warplanes launched several dozen air raids over parts of Syria during the weekend. Reports say the attacks were aimed at groups opposed to the Syrian government. Edward Uranian reports.
Syrian government media reported heavy airstrikes on opposition-held towns of Homs and Idlib. The Russian Defense Ministry showed videos of bombs striking what they claimed were arms depots and terrorist command centers. Video from Syrian opposition groups showed victims of what they claimed were Russian airstrikes on the towns of Telbisi and Rastan. Syrian opposition leader Khaled al-Hoja claimed most of the Russian attacks were aimed at what he called moderate opposition targets. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Sunday that the whole Middle East would be destroyed if Russia's aerial bombardment of militants opposed to his regime does not succeed. This is VOA News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced tough new measures against Palestinian extremists Sunday, declaring that his country is in a war to the death against terrorism. Prime Minister Netanyahu and his top security chiefs held emergency talks on a surge in Palestinian violence against Israelis. He said demolitions of terrorist homes will be speeded up, security forces in Jerusalem and the West Bank bolstered, and jailing suspected terrorists without trial expanded. Israeli police shot and killed a Palestinian Sunday who stabbed and wounded an Israeli teen outside the Old City. Israel then imposed a two-day ban Sunday, which restricts access to Jerusalem's Old City, after a Palestinian man killed two Israelis and wounded two others in a stabbing attack Saturday. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld explained what prompted the measures.
The Old City is only open to residents of the Old City, and this is a drastic measure that's being taken in order to make sure that no further attacks during the Jewish festival, where you can see thousands of people are visiting the Old City. Our police units are in and around the different areas at the moment.
The government of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas denounced the restrictions as an Israeli escalation against the Palestinians. In another development, Israeli media says a rocket fired by suspected Palestinian militants in Gaza landed in southern Israel late Sunday. There were no reports of casualties or damage. South Carolina's governor is pleading with residents to stay home because she says more rain is on the way and the worst rainstorm in the state's history. Governor Nikki Haley said Sunday as much as 61 centimeters of rain fell in some parts of the state on the southern U.S. Atlantic coast. Three storm-related deaths have been reported so far. President Obama declared a state of emergency, ordering federal authorities to help with state efforts. Searchers have spotted multiple objects in the water in the area where a container ship with 33 people on board went missing Thursday in the southeastern Bahamas. The U.S. Coast Guard says life jackets, life rings, containers, and an oil sheen were located Sunday, but the objects have not yet been confirmed to be from the 240-meter container ship El Farol, which disappeared in the eye of Hurricane Joaquin. The storm is weakening while it heads north and is now downgraded to a Category 3 storm with winds about 185 kilometers per hour. Hope is all but gone that any survivors will be found from the massive landslide in the outskirts of Guatemala's capital. The death toll rose to 86, expected to continue to climb as emergency crews dig through tons of earth for an estimated 350 missing people. Authorities say 125 homes were destroyed or damaged last Thursday night by sudden landslide after heavy rain. And electoral officials in Kyrgyzstan say President Almazbek Atambayev's pro-Russian Social Democratic Party won Sunday's parliamentary polls. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.